Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, please press star one to ask a question. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. And now I would like to turn the call over to your host, Ms. Sharon Feller. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you, Chase. I appreciate it, and welcome everyone to part three of our three-part distributor-only series on the Tivoli portfolio and marketing guidance for 2011. And my name is Sharon Feller. I work on the Tivoli team. And again, my sole purpose in life here at IBM is to help you all drive more Tivoli revenue through your second-tier partners. So welcome everyone to the call today. Before we begin, just a couple of comments from me. As I said, this is a three-part series. Last week, we had our channel managers on, and they did a great job giving us market insights, product roadmaps, and product focus for the first half of 2011 for all four of our Tivoli pillars, including security, storage, automation, and enterprise asset management. So for those of you who were not able to join last week, those calls are now up on PartnerWorld and available for replay on the same link from the note that you received. So please go check those out. Today, we're really fortunate to have Tamara Crawford and her marketing team on to talk about the key marketing and sales plays available for first half of 2011, along with a lot of good highlights on some tools and resources that are available now. So, again, all this information that we've developed has been specifically designed by our channel managers and by Tamara's team to really help you have the information that you need to begin your 2011 planning with your partners right now. If you can't get to the presentation at the PartnerWorld link in the note that you received, or if you need the links to the replay of the earlier sessions, please just shoot me an email at sfeller@us.ibm.com. That's S as in Sam, F as in Frank, E-L-L-E-R, at us.ibm.com, and I'll send you the links in the current presentation. We have tomorrow our marketing team on to present, and then we'll have about 5 to 10 minutes for questions. So if you have any additional questions after the call is over, or if you want to have a deeper dive with any of our product pillar specialists or our marketing initiatives, please just send me an email, and we'll be very delighted to work with you and your local teams. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Tamara, so take it away.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Sharon. So Sharon mentioned, I'm Tamara Crawford, and I have the overall responsibility for Tivoli Business Partner Marketing globally. And joining me today are my very talented team. First, Vivian Govetsky, who is the Security Portfolio Manager, and she also acts as our European lead for the Tivoli portfolio. We have David Rice today with us, who is the Storage Portfolio Manager, and he acts as the Asia-Pacific lead for the Tivoli portfolio. And last but not least, Jay Bretzman, who has the Automation and Enterprise Asset Management portfolio, and he is the lead for the Americas, including Latin America, Canada, and the U.S. So with that, I will turn to page three, which is our standard confidentiality reminder. I think you're all familiar with this, and I would ask that you consider all the play information that Dave, Jay, and Vivian will present today to be confidential. As we move on to page four, I think I've opened just about every presentation that I've given lately with a gratuitous commercial for our Pulse conference. So I wanted to remind everyone on today's call that Pulse is coming up and ask that you encourage your partners to attend. I'd also like to extend a personal invitation to you and to your downstream partners to join us for the Business Partner Summit, which is going to be held on Sunday, the 27th of February. This is going to be a full-day event this year, running from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'd also like to point out that we still have Pulse sponsorships available at all levels, and please feel free to contact us if you are interested in a sponsorship, or if your partners are, and there's a hot link in this chart to the sponsorship information. In addition, the call for papers has been extended to November 23rd, and I'd ask that you would please help us to drive more client participation in the call for speakers. So as I move on to page five, I wanted to also give a brief commercial for our Beacon Awards. Right now, we have a beacon for Tivoli called the Outstanding Integrated Service Management Solution. And I wanted to point out that nominations are open until the 10th of December. I'm sure most of you already know that the Beacons recognize our partners who have raised the standard for delivering innovative solutions and exemplary client satisfaction. And again, I'd like to ask for your help to encourage your partners to submit a submission for the Beacons. As we move on to page 6, another thing I'd like to point out that can help your sellers, your partner sellers, close business in the fourth quarter is an offering from IGF on 0% financing. It's incredibly simple. Literally, they take the price of the IBM software component of the deal, divide by 12, and that's what the payment price will be. There is a desk that is set up that can assist the business partners. And I realize the link is not on here, so we'll make sure to get that link out and available to everybody. But there's a help desk that can help partners get the quote, and it's quite a simple process. And this can really help to accelerate deals where customers are vacillating in the fourth quarter on their opportunities. The last thing I'd like to talk to you about the second to last thing I'd like to talk to you about on page 6 is an IBM self-assessment tool for a mid-sized business. This is a wonderful update of a tool you may have known in the past called the Health Check tool, and it essentially can be used as a selling tool for business partner sellers to go out to clients and help them assess the health of their IT infrastructure and make recommendations based on that assessment for holes in their infrastructure or places that they may need new products or tools. And then coming soon, as we move to page 8 in January, we'll be launching a business partner profitability tool. And the business partner profitability tool is an excellent way for a partner to evaluate the total cost of return on investment for investing in skills in a given area. This tool will allow them to plug in a variety of variables and then calculate ROI and the time to ROI of investing in a given skill. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn over to Jay Bratzman to cover the automation portfolio.
Thanks, Tamara. Hi, everybody. In the next 10 minutes or so, I'm going to cover two different sales plays, one for automation and one for enterprise asset management. I'm currently looking at slide number 9. It's the trade tools for time play. This is our automation offering. It's a carryover from the previous quarter, very popular, so we wanted to maintain it and get the most traction out of the activity. What it's all about is using monitoring to help customers really get control of their environment and to expand the efficiencies and the capabilities of the current staff. You know, a lot of our customers out there are kind of struggling with doing more with less. Their budgets have been cut. The IT staff is stretched over more and more, you know, servers, network devices, and applications. And a lot of times what they have for tools are really just things that either they built themselves or they acquired over time to do point solutions, right? You take care of the thing, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, you put something in place, and it's good for now. But anyway, the Tivoli monitoring products come in many different shapes and sizes, right? You have Tivoli monitoring, you have IT CAM, which is composite application monitoring, and you have the new appliance products. So this play will really work with any of those solutions, and they're kind of packaged for different opportunities in the marketplace. There are a couple different customer pain points that you might want to bring up. One is a lot of the senior executives now are really scrutinizing every single IT expense, and they're starting to read, you know, documents that talk about fancy terms like predictive analytics capabilities, right? Getting ahead of what your IT systems are doing, knowing what information is at hand, and trying to figure out how to run the business better. But if you're in the mid-market, you're probably not going to be talking about such things. It's really more about, you know, managing the end-to-end environment with a single tool. And one of the benefits of that is that these smaller companies can really start to adopt virtualization. Almost everybody has virtualization now. In fact, mainframes have been virtualized for decades. the Unix machines have pretty much been virtualized over the past 10 years or so, and all of them, except the very low end, operate with virtual partitions. Really, the new opportunity is much more of the Windows, Linux, Intel space, right? And now there are mature tools there. They've moved out of test and development. They're definitely in production. But when you virtualize a server, all of a sudden you're putting a lot more applications on a single asset. And if that asset goes down, a whole lot more people in the environment are going to be affected. So you really need some monitoring technology that's state-of-the-art that can help ensure and give you the confidence to use virtualization technology and put a few more eggs in one basket. Another thing that virtualization and monitoring can do for you is help reduce the, improve your green IT, basically. You reduce the carbon output because you're doing more with fewer systems. You're running much more efficiently, therefore you're not pulling as much electrical power nor generating as much heat with systems that are doing nothing. And lastly, there's a lot of customer pain about service desks, right? How many customers do we know that basically are looking for help responding to service desk requests, and they would really appreciate tools that had kind of off-the-shelf capabilities and pre-programmed scripts to answer the most frequent kind of problems that your user community would trip across. The other thing, of course, is that even with our Tivoli Foundation's appliance solution, it's an integrated tool in the service management environment. So if monitoring comes up with a situation that needs attention, it will generate the trouble ticket and make sure that the right priority is assigned to it and people see it quickly. So those are kind of the customer pain points and a lot of the solution benefits. Let me move to page 10 and talk about the quick reference guide that we have for the play. There's an image of it on the right. There's an embedded link in the middle. But really the top takeaway and the things to think about are that people are the most expensive thing in a data center, right? Even if you go through a server consolidation practice or something, you get a one-time benefit. You take out a bunch of machines, you reduce your electrical power, but you really need to look at, you know, how do we leverage people the most effectively? Because if I have to add another headcount, that's going to cost me a lot in terms of my IT budget. Also, manual service management solutions, not only are they expensive, but it's because it's people, but they're error-prone, right? And they're probably not repeatable. And how many times has a customer done a rollout and not remembered how to do it across, you know, different areas of the corporate environment? Enterprise monitoring solutions can also bring along a lot of services revenue. And this is a key thing, especially for the larger business partners working in the larger accounts. A good monitoring solution will bring along at least as much service opportunity as the licensing costs, and sometimes even more. One of the other things to quickly mention is the new Foundation's offerings that we just came out with. We have a version 1.2. They actually GA tomorrow. Had new language support and a couple new features. These are the things that are the quick time to value type solutions that we packaged up so that they install quickly, they do self-discovery, all those kind of things, and customers immediately get the benefits. Slide 11, then, is a couple of assets and a couple of suggested approaches of how business partners would get the word out and really start using this play. And whether we would do a webcast approach or an event-based approach, you might choose a couple different assets to anchor those activities. In the web environment, you might want to start with some information, use a white paper, have a presentation on a webcast, and then follow up with some type of brochure, data sheet, thing like that for people who indicate strong interest. In an event approach, of course, you're going to have speakers there, right? So you might start out with some product literature, put it on a table. We've got campaign-in-a-box type materials to help you with signage and email messages to invite people to an event. If you want to leverage, business partners want to leverage IBM speakers, of course, we can always help with that as well. And you have a couple of other leave-behind type assets here. All of these images, by the way, are links to the actual documents. So if you go into screen show mode and click on them, you'll actually pull up the documents. Okay, enough on the automation thing. I wanted to talk for a few minutes on a new play that we've added for the first quarter. It's actually something that we've had in existence last quarter, but we've rolled out now in the Tivoli Business Partner area as well. It's the Smarter Cities 3-in-1 play. And it includes enterprise asset management technology, our Maximo solution, as one of the key points of the play. It's aimed at municipalities, cities, right? And it drafts behind one of the biggest investments that IBM has going, the whole Smarter Planet series. Smarter Cities has been kind of a focal point of Smarter Planet as well. What are the customer pain points here? Well, you know, citizens are expecting more, right? We have the Internet now. Why can't you get to the documents you want to get to instead of going down to City Hall, standing in line, and putting a request in? And maybe they can do it for you then, and maybe it comes to you in the mail in a week type of thing. So access to public information is important. Managing all of the materials that you have in a municipality, the Maximo Asset Management Solution, of course, is able to track utilities, transportation, pavement, office space, you name it, contracts. We've got a module that will help you manage any of those important assets and make sure that they're maintained on the right schedule such that they are optimized overall. The areas of pain within a city kind of differ depending upon how big and how old the city is, right? If it's a small and growing city, you probably want to help people do some predictive planning, and the Maximo technologies allow you to look at, well, what if I were to organize my office in this fashion? What if I were to, you know, lay out roads in this fashion? So a lot of capabilities there. More mature cities are looking at, you know, economic growth and jobs and what can we do to attract new businesses to our environment and, right, anything that is an asset we can help track. The other two elements of the play are the Cognos Express for business analytics, and that helps you analyze any kind of corporate or municipal data that you have to come up with insights. And the last part is the WebSphere portal. All of this information is great, but making it accessible to the public is very important as well, and that's where WebSphere comes in. Okay, going to slide 13. This is, again, the quick reference guide. And, again, a picture of it on the right, a link in the middle, and the top takeaways. So city populations are growing. In 2008, watershed event, the first time in kind of human history, recorded history, that more people have lived in cities than not. I don't know exactly how they came up with that statistic, but I'm trusting it's accurate. Smarter Cities is, again, like I said, one of the bigger investments that we've made. And partners generally don't need to travel too far, nor do they need to hunt too hard to find some of these folks. Typically, the mayor, the city council, folks like that are names that people, you know, they're matters of public record. They're probably in the news and stuff like that. And they're the folks that you're going to go to, you know, talk about, can we help you improve the efficiency of your city? Can we help you get more out of your budget? And I think that everybody is kind of open to those sort of questions in this economy. And as I mentioned, some of the versions of Maximo that track this is government, facilities management, spatial, transportation, telecommunications, and utilities. Last chart for me, chart 14, I just wanted to point out some of the assets that are available for supporting the Smarter Cities and the Maximo Enterprise Asset Management technology. A lot of different websites here that you can go to if you want to, you know, get some the holistic picture of Smarter Planet. It's there. If you look in the lower left-hand corner of this slide, the Smarter Cities play is actually a blueprint. And, again, that's a live link. So if you want to click on the red underline there, it will launch that for you. And you can see, you know, all of the assets that we have arranged to support the actual Smarter Cities 3-in-1 play. The rest of it is kind of education about Maximo. If you need more, if you need to go to the government sales kit, or if you want to listen to some of the Tivoli talks to learn more about it, all of those assets are supplied. And I think that every play that we have you know, is supported by the quick reference guide type documentation. So you'll find those in each one of the plays, and they should be a tremendous asset for getting things started. With that, I'm going to turn it over to, is it David next?
Yes, it is.
All righty. Take it away.
Thanks, Jay. Hi, my name is Dave Rice, and I'll be starting on page 15. The focus play for storage this quarter and on into the first quarter of 2011 continues to be the data reduction and storage management transformation play. Many customers just continue to struggle with managing the tidal wave of data and controlling storage costs due to exponential data growth. These customers are looking to reduce costs, manage risk, and improve their service levels related to data availability. And at the same time, and especially in today's economic downturn, these businesses need to maximize their storage ROI. And so this play represents a huge opportunity for customers to control costs and get fast ROI. This slide highlights the pains we see customers dealing with and the benefits they can achieve from our solutions to help primarily with two things. One, reduce the amount of data they are managing, and two, transforming the way they manage that data, whether in the data center, remote offices, or mobile devices. So speaking of saving time and money, I've included a link to IBM Global Financing at the bottom of the slide, which is a tremendous value to partners because it facilitates closing the entire solution they've proposed faster and within budget. It also helps decrease discounting by making payments more affordable. Customers get very attractive rates, in some cases as low as 0%, as you saw on the slide that Tamara presented earlier. And financing can be set up to match ROI with business benefit. So please encourage your resellers to engage with IGF and speed their deals to close. So moving to the next slide, page 16, this play aligns directly with IBM's Smarter Business Infrastructure, formerly called Dynamic Infrastructure, and features five entry points, which can be done in any order, giving resellers the flexibility to choose the one that best represents their customer's immediate need or pain. The other steps or entry points can be used as guidance to their customer to either grow the deal or put plans in place for future data reduction and storage management projects. So these five entry points are, as you can see, listed on the page here. Number one, get control of your data. Number two, get rid of unneeded data. Number three, virtualize the existing storage SAN environment. Number four is leverage higher availability for active data. And number five is protect your data. These five entry points are described in more detail, you know, on this slide and even more detail on the web version of the play on Partner World. But the two entry points we're highlighting in Q1 are entry point number two on this slide, get rid of unneeded data, and entry point number three, virtualize existing storage SAN environment. First, let's talk about the get rid of unneeded data entry point. One of the key storage messages we've been leveraging this year is around data reduction. And part of the data reduction story is about leveraging smart archiving technologies and capabilities. One of our newest offerings in this space is Information Archive. So, you know, we're asking, resellers to add Information Archive as an adjacency sale to deals where long-term archive is needed. And why is that? Well, you know, here's a couple of reasons. First, it's a great way for partners to make more money. IBM Information Archive plays in the archiving market segment, which is a large, fast-growing market. IDC is forecasting the archive software space to grow at 13% compound annual growth through 2013, and the forecast for the archive hardware space shows a 28% growth through 2012. And then secondly, because customers need it, data continues to grow at an alarming rate, as you know, I've already mentioned, and you know, that includes data that needs long-term storage. IBM Information Archive is a cost-effective hardware-software solution to store and retain all kinds of information for long-term, providing lower total cost of ownership, or TCO, by leveraging tiers of storage media. Customers also need an archiving solution to comply with government regulations and or corporate policies. Data may be required to be stored for many years due to business controls or legal reasons. Violations for not being able to produce data records for an audit or a court of law can result in huge fines or even prison sentences. Use the data reduction demand gen assets available in the web version of the play to build marketing campaigns and include IBM Information Archive. These new assets include Just Push Go for internet marketing and email tactics, a new Flex asset to leverage copy blocks and graphics aligned to IBM's messaging, and finally, a new Telekit to help partners nurture and progress leads. Now moving on to the virtualization entry point. Earlier this year, IBM announced Tivoli Storage Productivity Center for Disk Mid-Range Edition, or TPC for Disk MRE, which is designed to help reduce the complexity of managing IBM system storage devices such as the DS3000, 4000, and 5000. This new offering provides customers the equivalent features and functions of the TPC for Disk Enterprise offering at a fraction of the cost, up to 80% off list price. This is even more attractive to customers that want to virtualize their mid-range storage device using IBM SAN Volume Control Controller Entry Edition, or SVCEE. And TPC for Disk MRE is a great adjacency sale or upsell to these SVC Entry Edition customers. We're also adding more content to this play from the recent storage launch and have more coming in Q1. So watch this space. We expect virtualization will be a key area of focus throughout next year. A link to the sales play on PartnerWorld is included at the bottom of the slide and includes additional guidance to help partners build their plans for prospecting and progressing opportunities in 2010 and on into 2011. So moving to page 17. This next slide highlights the top takeaways of the play. We've already touched on a few of these, but I want to highlight that this play is a good fit for customers with large data centers who are struggling with managing their data in a complex enterprise. But the Protect Your Data entry point is a great area of focus for partners targeting the mid-market space. I also want to point out that this play includes some great new assets, including Just Push Go campaigns, Flex assets, Telekit, and trial code. I've included links to two of the newest trial code packages, as well as a link to access the Quick Reference Guide, or QRG as we call it, which is a great one-page digest of the play. I have also included the link to the web version of the play on PartnerWorld, where you can access this play in its entirety and all of the associated marketing and sales assets. Speaking of which, on the next slide, page 18, we're showing a couple of examples of how your resellers can string several assets together to create a multi-touch tactic. The top of the page shows several tools that could be used in concert to identify, grow, and close a deal. The example at the bottom of the page shows an email tactic that can be created from a Just Push Go campaign, leveraging copy blocks and graphics from one of the Flex assets, and then using a white paper asset as an offer. I encourage VADs to promote the wealth of marketing assets and tools available to your resellers to help them bolster their lead generation capability and leverage the co-marketing budgets they may be eligible for. Moving to page 19, as part of a larger recruitment initiative earlier this year, two new plays were launched to promote Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager and Information Archive exclusively. Both of these products are already included in the Focus Storage play we just talked about and are cross-linked on PartnerWorld. Flash Copy Manager is included in the Leverage Higher Availability for Active Data Entry Point, and the information archive is included in the get rid of unneeded data entry point. Both of these standalone plays offer additional marketing and sales assets for these specific products. In particular, these plays are a perfect fit for Oracle Sun resellers that are now selling IBM storage hardware and are also interested in selling IBM software. Moving to page 20. Now I want to shift gears for a few minutes and highlight two security products that we think are well-suited for storage sellers. The first one is the Virtual Server Protection, or VSP, to address increased risks that come from virtualizing or virtualization. VSP provides robust security and helps customers maintain compliance with government regulations and corporate policies in a virtualized environment. So the play we're asking our sellers, our selling partners to consider is adding VSP as an adjacency sale to storage virtualization deals. There are links on this slide to the product page, the sales kit, and a replay of an enablement webcast that is happening today. And Vivian will touch more on VSP in the play that she'll be talking about in just a minute. Moving to page 21, the other security product is Tivoli Key Lifecycle Manager, or TKLM, and we're asking resellers to consider selling TKLM in all deals where protection of encryption keys is needed. Encryption is built into IBM disk and tape devices, so those are good upsell opportunities. And TKLM works equally as well with non-IBM devices where encryption is being used. There are links on this slide as well to the products page, the sales kit, and a replay of an enablement webcast that happened on November 4th. And when we get to the Q&A portion of this call, I'd really be interested in getting your feedback on whether you have any storage sellers selling these products today, and if so, any success or challenges that they are seeing. And with that, I'd like to turn the controls over to my colleague, Vivian.
Thank you, Dave. Hello, everyone. So moving on to slide 22, this is our security channel play for Q1, which is addressing security gaps created by virtualized environments. This play addresses the security gaps which may occur as a result of applications and services running in a virtualized environment. Most companies, regardless of size or industry, now have some sort of virtualized environment, and as we all know, virtualization introduces unique complexities and security risks. Also, there are a number of compliance standards and regulations that must be maintained in a virtualized environment. And by using physical security solutions in a virtualized environment can add additional costs and complexities. So with this play, we address all these customer pain points, packaged solution benefits. With market-leading intrusion prevention and firewall, we offer defense, in-depth visual security along with detection and prevention and virtual infrastructure auditing, the ability to quarantine or limit network access until security posture can be validated, as well as dashboard visibility into the virtual host and virtual network to identify vulnerabilities. And lastly, being able to enable a centralized management of virtual and traditional IT security is so important. So now moving on to slide 23, here are the products included in this play. The entry point is the Tivoli Access Manager for Enterprise Single Sign-On product, which enables organizations to provide secure access to applications. The next product is the Virtual Server Protection for VMware, which offers integrated threat mitigation and protection for every layer of the virtual infrastructure, including the virtual machines, virtual network, and then we have the Network Security Intrusion Prevention System, virtual appliance, which helps protect both physical and virtual networks with the same high level of security, blocking threats and attacks so organizations can achieve maximum business continuity using minimal resources. And lastly, the Tivoli Access Manager for operating systems extends into operating system-level virtualized environments to control and audit privileged user access. So these are the top or the four products included in this play. On this slide, in the lower right-hand corner, you will see a Microsoft Word icon. If you click on that icon, you will go directly into the quick reference guide. And that quick reference guide lists all of the details regarding this play, as well as very valuable links to sales plays, sales kits, as well as data sheets, and other types of assets and information that your partners can use to ensure that they get the most value out of using this play. And now moving on to slide 24, we have two examples of possible tactics your partners can run. With the event approach, there is a new telemarketing script. There are informative white papers and a new client-facing presentation, as well as a new demonstration. We also have a new Gartner report that is extremely good, and you should all check out. With the webcast approach, don't forget to use social media, as well as leveraging the presentations and the white papers and the data sheets and all of the additional assets that we have available. And so with that, we can move on to slide 25 and open up the call for any questions.
Thank you. Before we do, I just want to really thank Tamara, Jay, David, and Vivian for just a great job today. And I hope you all now have some new marketing and sales plays ideas of what areas and what products you can work on with your partners to really get a jump start on 2011. So please remember to check out the product guidance replays from last week. I got a lot of positive feedback that these were really great, and people got some excellent, insightful information from these. So if you missed those sessions, make sure that you get those at the using the note and just going to the link. There'll be little MP3 files and then the attachments for the presentations. And then again, if you'd like to do a deeper dive on any of the product pillars or on any of the marketing and sales plays, please just send a note to sfeller@us.ibm.com. It's in the cover. It's in the presentation. And for those of you, let's just take a couple of minutes now just to see if there's any questions. So, Chase, if you could open it up.
Yes, ma'am. And if anybody would like to ask a question, please press star 1. And to withdraw the question, you may press star 2. One moment for the first question, please. At this time, I show no questions in queue.
All right. Great, Chase. Thank you very much. All right. So, everybody, thank you for spending the time today. For those of you in the U.S., have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. And for the rest of the team, best of wishes for a really strong fourth quarter. Thank you, and have a good rest of the day.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may all disconnect at this time.